Welcome back to the Journey Express, where we talk about faith, friendship, and the more of God. On today's episode, this is part two of a conversation that we are having with Emma and Jen about dreams and visions of the night. So today, before we go into that, we want to turn it around a little bit. And usually we ask the guest another fun fact about themselves. But I think today I'd like to say a fun fact about Emma.
Uh-oh, drum roll.
Okay, or just a memory, actually. So when I think of Emma Tregidga, I think of a disco ball just spinning and in the middle of her family room and a wild, crazy 80s party going on. Do you remember that? And or wherever that was. I don't even know. But I just want you all to know that you have this intelligent, beautiful, well-spoken woman who you're listening to, but really she is a party within a human form. So I just want to let y'all know that. Okay. So Jen, any fun?
Emma, I feel like you need to just confess and just come out with it.
I did not sign up for this. Did I sign up for
We signed you up.
Yeah.
You're in it. Yes. You're in it to win it. Yeah, no, I can testify. I'm going to contribute. I actually received a present from Emma, and it was a disco ball.
What?
Years ago. So, yes, we like to laugh. We like to have a good time and move our bodies.
Okay, ladies, I just would like to interject right now that I actually have a science background.
Sure.
You do. You are brilliant. You have a brilliant mind. You're very organized. You were the backbone of this project that we are here to discuss today, our dream booklet.
Thank you, Jen. You were a huge contributor. Jen is the source of vision here.
Oh, it was a joy. It was a joy to write this book. And that's why we're here today. We are going to pick up where we left off on talking about dreams, which are visions of the night. And we defined that with those biblical terms last time. So if you're just now joining us, I'm Jen Houston, and you heard from Mel and Emma so far. And we are here to lay a biblical foundation for you to believe that God still speaks through dreams, which are visions of the night. And today we're going to cut to the chase, and we are going to go right into what different dreams are, different types of dreams. And this was a major contribution that Emma made to the booklet, so I'm going to pass the mic over to her to have her teach what are the types of dreams that we have.
Thanks, Jen. If you think of dreams, you could almost think of them as molecules, and then what we've done is broken them down into atoms. So there's different things you can receive from dreams and different types of dreams, but you'll find that with your dreams, they're more like a molecule. They could be several of these things rolled into one. And the first is waking dreams. Now, there's an example of this in Genesis chapter 41, where the king of Egypt, Pharaoh, has two dreams, and after each one, it says, then he awoke. And these type of dreams, you will be left feeling a definite emotion. And also, I would say these are the dreams you're most likely to remember. And Joseph provided the interpretation for Pharaoh. He was very disturbed by these dreams. And with God's help, Joseph showed Pharaoh that they indicated there was going to be 7 years of full harvests followed by 7 years of famine. And then Joseph was also able to provide an action plan, and all that brought peace to Pharaoh. This dream I'd like to add is also a recurring dream, a dream that you receive more than once. Even though these dreams of Pharaoh were in two, they were the same. Though they had different symbols, they were the same dream. Now, recurring dreams are another type of dream. If you receive a dream more than once, it can indicate that something is about to pass soon. It's going to come to pass soon. It could also indicate that something's troubling you. So just be aware of that. Another type of dream is decision dreams, and a great example is when the Lord spoke to Solomon in a dream in the night, asking him, what shall I give you? And Solomon responded, wisdom. Great answer. This is in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5. And you just pay attention. If you find yourself having a dream where you're making a decision, look at that decision you're making, because that can really reveal the condition of your heart. Very helpful information. Mm-hmm. Now, encouraging dreams. This type is wonderful. Wonderful.
We all want these.
Yes. The great example we have here is Gideon the Israelite. He was faced with a gigantic enemy army, and he had a mere 300 troops because the Lord had whittled it down to just 300 men. And naturally, Gideon was terrified. Mm-hmm. The Lord said, go up to the enemy camp, creep up there at night, which he did, and listen in. And what Gideon heard was one of the enemy telling another of a dream he'd had of a loaf of barley rolling down and busting up tents. And the interpretation of this dream by the other enemy was, this means Gideon is going to win. Once Gideon heard that, he just praised the Lord. What a wonderful encouragement. How good to know that victory is in your hands, mm-hmm. but even before the battle. Mm-hmm.
I think one thing that I always find interesting and fascinating about that is these people, to our knowledge, were not believers in Yahweh God, yet God opened up this dream to them in the night. We don't know, maybe they were, but we know they were the enemy. And so I just think it's fascinating that the Lord told Gideon, and Gideon had a heart to obey, and God had used that moment and just, I don't know, interfaced and gave him courage. So whether you're a believer in Jesus or not, God can still show up.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Another dream type is audible dreams. And we see this in the young boy Samuel, who is working in the temple. He's asleep and God calls him. And he jumps out of bed and he runs to Eli the priest, asking him, what? And Eli said, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. And this happens three times before Eli realizes, hey, that's actually God talking to you. Next time you hear God calling your name, just pause and say, yes, Lord, your servant is listening. And that's what Samuel did. Now, we have an example from our friend Marlise, who was awakened in the night. And this, I mean, you may not call this a dream, but the fact was they were asleep and God woke them. So we're calling it a dream, an audible dream. Marlise was awoken to intercede for her daughter, which she did, and later found out that her daughter at that time had been in some trouble. She was serving in Borneo with YWAM and was having to cross a river infested by crocodiles at that time. And Marlise's husband said, wow, your prayers effectively shut the crocodiles' mouths. Mm. So if you're ever awakened in the night by the Lord to pray for someone, please do so. And don't stop praying until you feel peace.
Mm, that's good. Yeah, that's I'd good. Like to, I remember her saying she didn't know, they didn't know the timing until months later. And they were just conversing about the memories of the trip. And it was one of those moments where it was like, wait, when was that again? Oh my goodness. And so just obey and trust the Lord is moving.
Absolutely. Now, pizza dreams.
Yes.
Mel, you want to hear about this.
I do.
This phrase people use to label nonsensical dreams. And with a little prayer and probing, the dream may make sense. If you think of this, we may not have the book of Ezekiel, if he dismissed all his visions, he didn't have dreams, he actually had visions, but if he had dismissed all of those as too much pizza, we would not have the book of Ezekiel.
Or too much turkey leg or whatever they ate back
then. That's right.
So you know, with a little probing with the Lord, you may be able to make sense of these dreams. If not, it is an indication that you could be just too busy and need to, and it's the Lord telling you to slow down. The book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 5, verse 3 says, too much activity gives you restless dreams. Mm. So pay attention to the pizza dreams. Now, I don't want you to get concerned here, but the next category we have is warning dreams. This is like insider information that is not illegal. Fear not, okay? The Lord is wooing us, not just in this type of dream, but in all dreams, to partner with Him in prayer and follow Him in obedience. Now, we see back-to-back warning dreams in the New Testament, in the book of Matthew, where the three wise men were warned not to return to Herod, and Joseph was also instructed and warned to flee and go to Egypt. And indeed they did. And likewise, if you receive a warning dream, just we encourage you to fear not, walk by faith, partner with God, pray, call in others to pray for you, and go forth in power, love, and a sound mind.
That's good.
That is good.
Next, directional dreams. We read the phrase, terrifies them with warnings in Job, which I read the scripture in the first podcast. Job 33, chapter 16, it can also be translated and seals their instructions. So you can receive instructions through dreams. And Jacob in the Old Testament, he was instructed by the Lord to go down to Egypt. And some of our friends have received dreams with instruction from the Lord, and they were blown away by the detail and also encouraged at the same time.
I'll interject here. I shared on our previous episode about John Piper's website has a story about a pastor who received a directional dream to move to the Middle East. And the fruit of that obedience is that many Muslims have been saved through his ministry. And it was confirmed that he was supposed to move. This is fascinating. And this is all in the booklet. If you guys want a copy of it, you can have it for yourselves. But the dream that this guy had, to your point, Emma, he invited other people in as wisdom, you know, to process this out. A woman actually had a dream that confirmed his dream. And so that was what he needed, he and his family, to move over to the Middle East in confidence that the Lord's hand was upon that. So all of this just fascinates me.
Brilliant. That reminds me of a dream within a dream in the book of Daniel when Nebuchadnezzar had a dream and he would not tell his advisors what it was. They had to tell him what it was.
Yeah, he said, give me the dream and its interpretation. Yes. And they were like, we can't do that.
Only God can do that. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, the Lord gave Daniel the dream and the interpretation.
Fascinating.
Right, moving on, we have incubation dreams. These are the dreams that don't have immediate application in your life. You may not be able to make heads nor tails of them, but please write them down, keep them in your heart, just be careful what you think about them. We encourage you just to put them on the shelf and keep them in mind and in prayer, because they may help sustain you through a difficult period. For example, Joseph, in his immaturity, basically told the world about these dreams, which caused a lot of jealousy amongst his brothers and even shocked his dad. But these dreams sustained him. If we look in the book of Psalms, Psalm 105, verses 17 to 19, we get insight into Joseph's dreams. It says, "Then he sent someone to Egypt ahead of them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with fetters and placed his neck in an iron collar. Until the time to fulfill his dreams, the Lord tested Joseph's character." So remember that, incubation dreams, just hold on to them.
And he incubated on that. They estimate that it was 13 to 25 years by the time he received, from the time he received the dreams to their fulfillment was years. Wow.
Yeah.
I'd say that's an incubation period.
Yes.
Now, an even longer incubation period, this may seem, is eschatological dreams.
I'm sorry, bless you. I seriously say that 10 times fast.
I know. Isn't that a great word? I was so excited when I came across that word, eschatological. It means end times. And a lot of our famous Bible characters have had end times dreams of future world events. We've got Moses, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, Ezekiel, Zechariah, and Zephaniah. Their dreams dealt with the final days of judgment, rapture, tribulation, and signs preceding Jesus' return. We actually have some examples in our book of a pastor who's in Colorado who's had some eschatological dreams. And again, it's a case of press into the Lord. Do not fear. Seek him, pray, and keep abiding in Jesus. The Lord wants us to be prepared. He is for us. And finally, I'd like to just touch on salvation dreams. This isn't really in the Bible, but this is happening in great number. The Lord is bringing people to himself through dreams. And we have heard many accounts of Muslims coming to the Lord through dreams, which is quite something. A lot of them are living in countries where you could lose your life for becoming a Christian.
Yeah, that's so good. What's heavy on my heart right now is the believers in Afghanistan and everything that's unfolding right there right now. And I just think it's so pertinent. And that's how we can partner with the Lord, is pray. Pray for these people to have encounters with Jesus in their dreams. Yeah. Well, we want to wrap up this conversation, but come back for more. We have more that we want to share with you. Emma, this was awesome. You are such a good teacher, and I hope people weren't just mesmerized by your beautiful voice, because you shared such rich content. And like I said before, this is the backbone. This is what we can hang our hat on to believe that God speaks through dreams. You did such a beautiful job here in the booklet and sharing that with us today. One thing that we wrote together in the booklet is kind of towards the introduction part, is we just want to encourage people and you listeners that encounters like dreams and visions never compete with God's word. They complement it. And we write, consider this: how did people in the Bible interpret their dreams without a Bible to guide them? In the end, it all came down to relationship, a relationship with God. And I love how, Emma, you wrote this. You say, "Rejoice, for you have both." So we get the Bible. We get our holy book to use as a resource. And we're going to talk about that next time, about how to interpret dreams and symbols. And we're going to continue to use the word of God. But it's interactive. It's alive. It's an encounter. It's an experiential faith. We are grounded in the truth, but we're also able to experience something. And I love how in the New Testament it talks about there's so much more to our faith and things that Jesus has done that the Bible doesn't, all the books in the world couldn't contain it. That right there just gives us so much permission to have an interactive faith with our Heavenly Father.
That is so good, Jen. Thank you both so much for sharing this with us. I know it's super helpful for me, and I know it's going to be super helpful for listeners who can categorize their dreams. And really, like you both have expressed beautifully, really hearing from God and learning to hear from God through dreams. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited because you know what? I'm just going to speak this out. I really am believing and praying with you both that after this, people are going to start dreaming more. So, Lord, do it.
Yeah, that's an actual warning that we write in the booklet at the beginning. Warning, reading this booklet might cause dreams. So I'll just add that with you, Mel. Warning, listening to this podcast might cause dreams.
I love it. Well, I feel it's appropriate, especially after mentioning Afghanistan, if we pray for them right now. Emma, would you close us out and would you pray for our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, that you are with us and you care for us. The whole world is in your hands. Glory to you, God. And Father, right now we do lift up to you our brothers and sisters in Christ in Afghanistan. We lift up to you the people there whose hearts are just for loving their family and friends. And we ask you to protect them, Lord. And we ask you to pour out your Spirit upon them and draw them to Jesus. Comfort them, Lord. Give those who are not yet saved dreams of Jesus. Bless them and protect them, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Emma. So dreamers, go and grab a cup of tea or a cup of coffee if you haven't already, and join us for our next episode, part 3, where Emma will come back and we will continue to discuss dreams as visions of the night.